Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. Well, in this program, what we do is to talk about different moral virtues of the great character of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, who was the seal of prophets and a real and complete and perfect example for us as Muslims in our life. Well, today we want to reflect on how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam taught protection and respectful treatment for minorities and interfaith neighbors. You know, in the city of Medina, that brought believers and communities of people of the book into a single common good that are Muslims and non-Muslims. They lived side by side. And the Prophet's example shows that dignity, safety, and mutual trust are not a sign of weakness, but they are a mark of strength grounded in justice. You know, when we look at the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find that his character shines the brightest in the way he treated people who were different from him. His respect, his justice, and his kindness even were not reserved only for his companions or for the Muslims of Medina. No, it was not in that way. On the contrary, they extended to the neighbors of other faiths as well, to travelers from distant lands, and even to those who stood against him at times. The Holy Book of Quran itself sets the foundation for this approach. In Surah Al-Mumtahina, verse number 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And Allah does not forbid you from those who do not fight you because of religion, and do not expel you from your homes, from being righteous towards them and acting justly towards them. Indeed, Allah loves those who act justly. You see, this verse was lived by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his everyday dealings. He was not only a leader of Muslims, you know, he was also the head of a diverse community in Medina. You know, Jews, Christians, and even those who did not accept any scripture lived side by side. The famous Constitution of Medina that was drawn up under his guidance guaranteed mutual rights and responsibilities. It declared that the Jews are one community with the believers. To the Jews, their religion, and to the Muslims, their religion. You know, this was one of the earliest recorded covenants of pluralism and peaceful coexistence suggested by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa, ala Habibika Nabika Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio, and we are talking about the beautiful behavior of our dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the minorities of the society. Well, stories of Prophet's personal conduct confirm the principles of his mercy and compassion to the minorities. Once a Jewish neighbor used to throw trash at Prophet's door every morning. One day when no trash was placed there, the Prophet ﷺ inquired about the neighbor and discovered that he was ill. And without hesitation, the Prophet visited him and he offered prayers for his recovery. This act of compassion left a deep impression and it showed that kindness was not dependent on shared belief, but it was dependent on shared humanity. Another narration tells us that during one of the Prophet's gatherings, a Jewish funeral procession passed by. Out of respect, the Prophet ﷺ stood up. His companions were surprised and they said, "O Messenger of Allah, it is a Jew's funeral." The Prophet replied, "Was he not a human soul?" Here we see how the Prophet ﷺ taught his companions that dignity belongs to every person and it is regardless of faith. And justice was central to his mission, you know. The Quran commands in Surah Al-Nisa, verse number 135, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. O you who have believed, stand firmly for justice as witnesses to Allah, even if it be against yourselves, your parents, or your kin. The Prophet ﷺ upheld this standard with minorities as well. You know, in one case, a Muslim and a Jew brought a dispute before Prophet ﷺ. And after hearing both sides, he ruled in favor of the Jewish man because the evidence supported him. Such fairness shocked many, but it demonstrated that justice was above favoritism. Okay, now let's have a short recess. The Prophet ﷺ also emphasized good neighborliness. He said, "Jibra'il continued to advise me regarding the neighbor until I thought he would make him an inheritor." You know, neighbors, regardless of their religion, held a sacred status. In Medina, this teaching created bonds across faith. A Christian neighbor was not to be harmed or insulted. Rather, he was to be treated with kindness as part of the wider family of society. One powerful example comes from a Christian delegation from Najran that visited Medina. They entered the mosque of Prophet ﷺ to discuss matters of faith. When their prayer time arrived, they prepared to leave, but the Prophet ﷺ invited them to perform their worship inside the mosque itself. Imagine this, the Prophet of Islam opening his mosque for Christians to pray according to their own traditions. This moment remains a lesson in mutual respect and tolerance. Another narration preserved in the traditions of his household tells us that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Whoever hurts a non-Muslim living under Muslim protection, I will be his opponent on the Day of Judgment." You know, these words show how seriously he considered the safety and dignity of minorities. It was not merely politics. It was a matter of faith, a matter of accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even in times of conflict, his conduct stood apart. When the Muslims conquered Mecca, many of those who had presented him feared revenge. Yet the Prophet ﷺ declared, "Go, for you are free." Among those pardoned were people who had directly harmed him. He set aside bitterness to establish peace. The spirit of mercy flows from the Holy Book of Quran itself. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. We have not sent you but as a mercy to the worlds. Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 107. The Prophet's mercy was not confined to Muslims. You know, it extended to all creations. Mercy meant protecting the weak, honoring the neighbor, and upholding justice for everyone. If we reflect on his life, we can realize that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did more than preach about coexistence he lived in. He respected human dignity, he welcomed dialogue, and he insisted on justice without discrimination. Okay, well, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Like Muhammad. I really hope that you have enjoyed listening to us. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah.